your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, good to have you guys back. Time for KER Politics. Love to be talking to everybody, especially all you folks on the radio stations. Had a little bit of a delay in recording today in the sense that we stopped and watched all the latest developments going on around the country. Boy, I got to tell you, we are major in trouble in the United States. And no, I'm not just talking about the indictment for former President Trump. I'm talking about all the other things that are going on right now. The woke investments that have been called into question is very important. Certainly, if you live in Mississippi, the hurricane down there is also very important, and it goes on and on and on. If you go to George Mason University, the demonstrations that are going on right now are also very important. And then on top of that, we have next Tuesday coming up. Well, at least the prosecutors have the decency not to cuff former President Trump. Jimmy, give me an opinion about everything that's going on, would you?
Yeah, I think we've reached crazy town.
Yeah, it's crazy town, big time.
Yeah, I think we've crossed the threshold. I mean, we've had a problem for a long time of different federal agencies and government and law enforcement getting involved in politics.
That's right.
We've had a real problem with crime and some of these policies that have been pushed by the left. And they're all coming home to roost right now. We are seeing a significant increase of crime. We're seeing these massive inflows across the border, huge fentanyl crisis of over 100,000 people that died from overdoses, about 70% of those from fentanyl.
Yep.
A lot of it is from precursor elements that come from China and then potentially made in Mexico or made in China and actually in some cases mailed in, but often coming across the border in mass quantities.
I learned last night that most of the fentanyl appears to be made in China.
Quite a bit of it. And if it isn't directly made in China, the precursor elements that are used to make it are actually sold in China. And once again, here's a tremendous effort to undermine safety, stability, and security of the American people. And we have a government right now in charge that's failing to take any action over it.
Well, certainly down on the southern border. Now, according to Fox, all the attention is going to the northern border, which is totally not dangerous. But even they did interview some of the border guards up there, and they all said the process which the government regulations have to adhere to are very anti-American.
Yeah, the unfortunate reality is that the executive branch of the government and the Democratic Party in particular really want to see a demographic change in America. And so what they're doing is they're pushing this agenda. It was very successful in changing California from a red state when I was young to a blue state and a hard blue state. We're looking at the problems that creates. And of course, one party rule, economics, businesses leaving, people actually moving out of the state, high taxes, the highest level of poverty in the country, in California. And of course, they've been surviving on the tax revenues from big tech corporations. But of course, in some of those cases, they're moving away.
Yep.
And a lot of small businesses are being crushed. But people, for some reason in California, haven't woken up to that. They don't realize it. And of course, that's partly because most of the conservatives are trying to get out of the state as quickly as possible.
You know, they really are. I have to tell you, normally we devote the final segment on the show to, you know, something that we felt was important that, you know, happened during the show. We give it more attention during the final segment. But I want to say, I really want to opine with you, Jimmy, on the macro subject of what the heck's going on in America and why is it going on. The liberal folks, you know, God bless them, I mean, they're human beings, but they are actually going to extremes to really, I would have to say, in my opinion, kind of make the country, people in the country stop and think.
Well, you hope that people will stop and think. But yeah. Again, you know, we've repeated this. I've repeated this many times.
I know you
if
have.
They don't have the information, they won't they don't know even what to think. And of course, that's what you can see happening in California, because the media outlets and the the information methodologies there very much restrict any news that would counter the narratives and the arguments that that the Democrats and the progressives are making. We're seeing that on a national level. We're seeing it on a global level. And of course, the tech giants and the people that influence information through censorship has been very, very powerful. And what, the real crux to the problem, there's three, again, I'll just repeat this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's three fundamental objectives that Democrats have been pushing for a while.
Yep.
The first one is demographic change. They want more voters that are dependent upon them, and that's why they love this influx of minorities, and they push the minority and the racial issues so strongly.
Well, Jimmy, we've been saying that for a very long time now. And you know what I have to say? When I was watching Fox this morning for about an hour, I have to say, from what Fox has to say, the Democrats are winning, Jim.
Well, they're definitely allowing massive amounts of inflows across the border. It's unbelievable, the increase. And of course, Mayorkas, the Homeland Secretary of Homeland Security, was under grueling testimony this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's one way. That's one issue, is the demographic change. The second issue is the use of government agencies, and including Department of Justice, the FBI, law enforcement agencies, and certainly regulatory agencies, in order to push agendas and use regulation to stifle and crush people's ability to stand up or even, you know, argue against what they're doing. And you're seeing it with, you know, the suppression of free speech. You're seeing it with law enforcement, and this arrest of Donald Trump, or at least this indictment of Donald Trump by the Manhattan DA, Bragg, shows very clearly using the tools of law enforcement as a method to intimidate and silence political opposition.
Amazing.
And the third technique that has been very important and a big strategy for the Democratic Party is basically controlling the message and the narrative, using the media, where the relationships that they developed, using the editorial boards, and using the tech companies to silence opposition through using tools, not only AI but other software tools to suppress information, if not directly stop it, that might counter the narrative and might counter the left's narrative, and then actually using the same tools, the media information, to discredit others by providing either false information or damning information that makes that has little real importance from a national scale, but really distracts people.
Yeah.
And we're seeing quite a bit of that. So the three issues changing the
demographic. And Jimmy, I got to bet you they're all related to politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.